Gunners and Ali when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Ali, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
Woohoo!
We're here.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Okay.
It means we get paid for the week.
Oh, okay.
You know, you come to work,
that
you do your job,
thing.
And you get a little treat in your pay packet.
And we worked on it over the weekend as well. Of course, the Mandurah, now I've got to get this right, Mandurah Boat Caravan four-wheel drive and camping show was on.
You finally nailed it.
At Rushton
now
Park.
Now it's over.
Ali and I, exactly, I've mastered it just now that it's over. Ali and I were broadcasting live on Saturday. Great day.
It was fantastic weather as well. It was amazing. I also headed up to Perth yesterday and I did an escape room challenge, which was really fun.
Okay, how does that work?
You get trapped in a room and you get clues and you're in with your group of friends and you have to figure out how to get out of the room, basically. There's all challenges. And yeah, you got to complete your mission and had a 30% success rate and we did it with a minute 38 to spare.
Wow,
I
look
know.
At you go. Do you know how many Ks I've got left in my tank before it runs out?
How many Ks do you have left in your tank before
it
runs out?
It says 10.
What?
I know.
You need to fill up today, son.
I do.
Today.
Yeah. Just so happens that today is the cheapest day of the week to fill up, so that's a good thing.
That's why you were holding out, I see.
As we check our prices.
Thrifty to the end.
Thanks to Rockingham, Warmbra, Baldivis and Wellard Dental Care. See allsaintsdentalgroup.com.
Riding it till the red.
$1.31.9, the cheapest around town today.
By the way, Gunners, I filled up my tank yesterday. It was like $1.33.9, so it was a cent less
than what it is today.
Than what it is, yeah. So you could have filled up yesterday.
Could have, but my car runs on 98.
Oh, that's
your,
right.
Not your 91.
Oh, be quiet.
Actually, mine costs a crap load more than yours, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't really go anywhere, and yours lasts 2 weeks, right?
Three.
So there you go. It probably evens out in the end.
Not that I'm rubbing it in or anything. Mine lasts 3 weeks.
Well, it just shows you I have a really good social life.
Yeah. Or you've got to drive a lot around.
Not really.
Like with the kids and shopping and groceries.
I'm off
and
soireeing, really. Well, let's be honest.
Now, part of my 80s themed costume arrives today for our big birthday bash this coming Saturday.
Yes, of course. Yeah. What is it?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Come on.
I'll give you a clue.
All right, give me a clue. Oh, Indiana Jones?
Well, I'm not saying.
You're not saying?
Well, I had a look at the Prince outfits and I had a look at the
Adamant.
And they were crap.
Okay.
All of them were crap, so I've gone a bit left field anyway.
All right.
Now, Australia Post Express means that I only had to wait 7 days to get it.
That's amazing. That's Australian Post Express. Do you know there's no point doing Express Post when we live in WA?
Now you tell me.
It's just a known thing. You should know this, Gunners. Unless it's posted from Perth, it's never going to get to you same day unless you pay like courier mail.
Well, I paid for Express Postage 7 days ago and
which
it still hasn't
still
arrived.
Which still takes because it's got to come from overseas and it comes on the truck and whatever.
I'm never paying Express Postage again. Thanks, Australia Post.
All right, let's get the party started, though, into the 80s-themed festivities. It's awesome 80s music pumping all night, prizes and games, and best-dressed competition. Gunners, sorry to say, you can't win because you work
at
the station.
I won't. You haven't checked out my costume yet. It's pretty crap.
Oh, bless. And that's if it gets here.
Yeah.
By the sound of it.
It better. Mark, you're coming along to our birthday bash.
Fantastic, mate. I've got my 80s outfit already out.
Nice. Are you going to give us a hint as to what you might come as?
Oh, you'll have to wait for the night.
Oh, the big unveiling. Awesome. Well, we'll see you at our birthday party, Mark. That sounds awesome.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, Gunners and Ali. And that's Nikki French. She's not actually from France. That's just her name. Total
Thanks
eclipse
for that.
Of the heart. Sorry, 14-8. Front runner of a new competition that starts this week. It is a fantastic prize. It includes a double pass to watch the Melbourne Cup with a six-hour canapé and beverage package.
This is amazing. I think that we should just not do this competition. Pretend we have and take the tickets. What do you think?
Well, now you've let the cat out of the bag, haven't
sprung.
You?
Nice anyway, one. All this week we'll be talking about the amazing thing it is, but Thursday and Friday, that's when the race is on. We'll be putting you to the test, asking you 3 questions. So brush up on your Melbourne Cup knowledge. You could race and be the front runner for these tickets.
$320 for a double pass.
Amazing. Optus Stadium and Venues Live, thank you so much for these tickets and, feel free to throw some our way.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, I know I've done a lot of facts about bees, but there's so many amazing things about them to unfold. But this one takes the cake or the honey.
Righto.
Back in 2016, a swarm of 20,000 bees followed a car in Wales for 2 days because their queen was stuck inside.
Oh, those poor bees.
I know. So the lady had visited a nature reserve and the queen must have decided to hitch a ride. Next minute, she's being followed by a swarm. When she stopped, she got beekeepers to come out. They kind of tried to collect the swarm. She set off again to go home and the bees followed her again.
So what happened in the end?
They just collected all the bees. The queen was inside and she was left in peace. 2 days of flying. Now that's dedication and complete sisterhood, because you know all the workers are female.
Are they?
I've done that fact before.
Mustn't have been listening too carefully.
Buzz off.
All of the workers are girls?
Yep.
Where are the boys?
They have their way with them and kick them out of the hive.
Miss something? Put your finger in our podcasts. Posted daily at 917thewave.com.au.